Last month, we told you about a miniature golf course chain headquartered in Rhode Island that ran into a bit of trouble over its name, Monster Mini Golf. Owner Christina Vitaliano told us she was being sued by a tech company in Northern California called Monster Cable. Well, we're pleased to tell you there is a happy ending to this story. We're joined now once again by Christina of Monster Mini Golf and Noah Lee, CEO of Monster Cable. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Christina, I got an email from you yesterday, and you wrote that you had just accomplished something that everyone said would never be done. What was that?
We came to a settlement with Monster Cable, and I think more importantly, with Noel himself. And when I said that we accomplished something that everybody said would never be done, and they did, that's all I heard for the last, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, what I meant out of that was I got to talk to Noel. And that was something that hadn't happened up until less than a week ago. And I think that is what made all the difference in the world.
And the result of all of this, there's now the ability for Monster Mini Golf to keep its name. Noel, you've agreed to pay for the legal fees that Christina's incurred so far. Why the change of heart?
Well, first, Christina is exactly right. Us talking to each other, we get to realize that we're both entrepreneurs. She's a very nice person, nothing like I imagine her to be through the emails, and I hope a little bit of the same in reverse.
Absolutely.
You know, our intention is never to hurt any other business. It's just to protect the mark. And when I learned of the hardship that the lawsuit had placed on them financially, I thought the right thing to do was to return them as close to possible to neutral and not have them continue their business with a financial burden of legal fees.
Christina, you wrote about this on the Monster Mini Golf website, and you mentioned that both of you were on the phone with your lawyers, and you guys weren't getting anywhere. And then you kicked the attorneys off the line. How did that change the flow of the conversation?
I think all of a sudden it becomes human. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Noel, Monster Mini Golf is not the only business that you've asked to stop using the name Monster. There are hundreds of cases where you fought to protect your brand name. What happens to those other companies?
Oh, my gosh. It's completely changed the way we have to view trademark protection, especially when the public is not really understanding the concept of famous mark and the requirements by the patent office that you have to protect it or you'll lose it. So it's forced us to really evaluate whether we want to be a famous mark. So I think we're going to reevaluate everything we do in the future, the impact for your listeners and you know, how people feel about it. So that's more important. Our customers and the public sentiment is a big part in how we view trademark protection going on in the future.
Christina, it sounds like you guys have made peace. I know you have a few mini golf locations here in California. Do you think you might offer Mr. Lee a few free rounds of putt-putt?
Of course. Actually, I think we, somewhere over the next month or so, we have a new location opening up in Bakersfield, and I think we actually plan on meeting. Is that correct, Noel?
Yes, absolutely. Love to see the facility.
Noah Lee of Monster Cable, Christina Vitaliano of Monster Mini Golf. Thanks to you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Day to Day is a Monster production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Noah Adams.